west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, perhaps thundery in Bailey, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in South Fair Isle. Rain at first in Fair Isle, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, then showers, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south and very poor in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest, 5. Slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,016, now rising. Stornoway, west by north, 3. Recent rain, 24 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 6. Slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4. Slight rain, 9 miles, 1,017, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2. 1,022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4. 11 miles, 1,026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest, 2. 2 miles, 1,026. Jersey, northeast, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,027. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 1, 8 miles, 1,027, falling more slowly. Valentia, southwest by south, 3, heavy drizzle, 3 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south, 4. Mist, 4 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 5. Mist, 4 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 17th of June. The general situation: during the next 24 hours, a weakening Atlantic frontal system will bring outbreaks of rain or drizzle to some western areas, with showers affecting the north. In the south and east, high pressure will continue to bring settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then occasionally 6 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming west or southwest later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwesterly later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Bristol Channel and 7 estuary, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle for a time at first, good becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time at first, good occasionally moderate at first in south and poor at first in north. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Rain and drizzle at first, good occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then northwesterly 3 to 5, then backing southwesterly later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, then increasing 5 at times. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, showers good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or drizzle, then fair, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate at first. That's the shipping bulletin. Now for the general weather forecast, here's Stav Dineos.
Thanks very much, Jane. Good morning to you. Well, temperatures are expected to climb further as we move through this week, eventually reaching heatwave category as we move into Friday, Saturday and Sunday, because temperatures are likely to hit the low 30s Celsius for over or around 3 consecutive days. So it is hotting up for many. Humidity levels will remain quite low, so it should be a comfortable heat. Nonetheless, it's going to be a lot hotter for certainly most parts of England and Wales. Now, the reason it's mostly England and Wales is because further north, Scotland, Northern Ireland, we have a couple of weak weather fronts moving around this area of high pressure, and they brought outbreaks of rain to parts of northern and western Scotland during the overnight period. The rain is petering out because the weather front's fizzling out as it runs into high pressure. But it does mean we will have a bit of a north-south divide today. So for large parts of Northern Ireland, northwest England, northwest Wales, much of Scotland, particularly southern Scotland, will remain rather cloudy with further spits and spots of light rain here and there. However, most places should stay dry and we should see glimmers of sunshine breaking through, particularly for the north and west of Scotland. Now, further south for England and Wales, this is where we'll see the best of the sunshine. A little bit of mist and fog, some patchy cloud to start with this morning. And temperatures will climb, burn off all that mist, and it's going to be another largely sunny day for England and Wales and turning warmer as we head into this afternoon. So I think generally for England and Wales, 20 to 24 degrees, southeast England and East Anglia tending to be warmer, 25 to 28 Celsius, so a couple of degrees warmer than yesterday. Scotland, Northern Ireland, because we have more cloud around, than generally the mid to high teens. But in any sunny spells, we could hit the 20 Celsius mark. And then into Wednesday, similar story, a bit more cloud always across more northern areas, best of the sunshine further south. As we head closer towards Thursday and Friday, we pick up more of an east-southeasterly wind, so most areas will see the sunshine and it'll be turning hot, mid to high 20s for many, low 30s for parts of England and Wales.
Thanks, Stav. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. The Statue of Liberty is a striking landmark overlooking New York Harbour, one of the most iconic images of America. The classical figure is inspired by the Roman goddess of Liberty, who is standing on a broken chain to symbolise both freedom and the end of slavery. It was intended as a gift to the United States from the people of France. And although it took a little while to raise the money for its creation, it finally arrived in New York Harbour in some 350 pieces packed into 200 crates on this day in 1885, before being put together, erected and then formally opened the following year in October 1886. The statue also overlooks Ellis Island, the immigration station where between 1892 and 1924 over 12 million immigrants, mainly from Europe, got their first sight of New York and entered the United States. Many of these immigrants were fleeing persecution and pogroms in Europe. Others were looking for the opportunity to build a new life, where they would be free to follow their own faith and conscience. So in time, the statue became famous also for the Sonic Colossus, written by Emma Lazarus, herself a Sephardic Jew whose family emigrated to America from Portugal, and which was subsequently inscribed on it. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. It's a powerful reminder of that calling of America to be a beacon of hope for all those seeking a fresh start and freedom from persecution. And at a time when there is so much talk of walls and restrictions, that the greatness of the American dream is not just about restoring a glorious past, but being open to a new and living future. Merciful God, you show us in Jesus how your strength is revealed in weakness and your power in love. Help us to value those dreams of freedom which draw people together into the light of your kingdom. Amen.
Prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley. It's 6:15, time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Could new farming technology mean more jobs, not fewer?
We might reduce those numbers of people that are doing the really repetitive jobs where robots can come into play. But actually, the engineers, the data analysts, those kind of people that can really push this new innovation forward are going to increase in numbers.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, this week we're looking at seaweed, what it's used for and how it's farmed in the waters around the UK. At the Scottish Association for Marine Science in Oban, scientists are embarking on a new 5-year international research project looking at the economics of extracting various products from seaweed, as well as assessing the climate resilience of different species and even training up new seaweed farmers. Nina Pullman first went to taste some seaweed herself with Rhianna Rees from the Scottish Seaweed Association.